Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, I'm joined by Brad Adams, a candidate for East Carbon City Council, continuing our coverage of the 2025 municipal election cycle. Brad, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So I always like to start these interviews the same way. What kind of inspired you to run for City Council in East Carbon?
Well, we moved into East Carbon and just noticed that there's a lot that needs to be changed.
And, you know, it's always good getting that citizen perspective on it. You know, you move in and you see ways that you can change to make the town a little bit better. And, you know, I always like talking to city council candidates because you guys are getting into these things for the right reasons. You know, you look at the state, the federal level, it's more of an ego trip up there. This is an area where people can actually impact change. Now, looking at your experience, both in work as a coal miner, as well as an Elder Quorum's president with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, how do you think your experiences in these settings would really help you if you are elected as a city council member?
By the experiences that I've had.
Now, what kind of experiences have you had in those fields that you think would help?
Being able to settle arguments and just get to know people. And it's best to know somebody and then just to talk them through it. And I don't know, I'm good at helping people settle issues. And
you know, that kind of leads me right into my next question for you. A lot of times when you're working in a city council setting, you're going to have to address conflict and disagreements, whether it be with other city council members over an agenda item, or whether it be members of the public about a certain decision you made. If you are faced with some of this conflict, how would you go about approaching that?
I would talk to both sides and listen to what they have to say, see what their issues are, and then see if I can work it out and mush it together, and then just kind of smooth it over and make sure everybody's got their voice listened to and include it. And
you know, that it's always a good approach to make sure that all sides are included. Now, one of the major problems that faces East Carbon City right now, and especially its citizens, is the lack of water, especially due to recent droughts in the area. If you are elected, how would you plan to kind of attack this issue?
I'm not a I don't really know too much about the water issue besides the reservoir is low. And I heard that it happens every year, so they're all expecting it. But I would like to see a new water source of some sort, so we don't have to have these restrictions on the watering. And maybe there's lots of different ideas that have come up that I've heard walking around town and talking to people. But seems like they're all going to cost a lot of money. And so then it comes into like finding grants, and that makes it even harder because there's, from what I've heard, it's pretty hard to get a grant for water.
Yeah, grants are in a hot demand for water, especially. A tall task for sure, but definitely one necessary for the benefit of East Carbon City. Now, you mentioned earlier that as you moved into East Carbon, you saw room for a lot of change. Kind of looking at that, what do you think the biggest change that can be made in East Carbon? Something that if you had the power to fix instantly, what issue would you tackle first?
I would bring more stores and more ways of revenue. I think revenue is a big issue.
Yeah, kind of increasing that tax base in the city. Always a tough challenge, especially in a small area like East Carbon.
Yeah, because all the people that live in East Carbon are low income. So raising anything like the water or raising any taxes or anything is tough on everybody in East Carbon.
Yeah, it's always a hard time when city councils have to make decisions like that. We saw that in Wellington recently. They had to fight back and try and find a way to claw down a tax increase. So it's always a tough task as a member of the city council. Now, Brad, my last question for you today, why should the citizens of East Carbon vote for you for their next city council representative?
I think that because I can make a difference. I can make a real difference, I think.
And you know, Brad, that's the right reason to be running. It's a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, our guest, East Carbon City Council candidate Brad Adams, talking about his vision for the city and why he thinks he deserves your vote for city council come November's election. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.